This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a really good question, man. Which athlete do you think you should be able to talk unlimited smack to or about because of their reputation is already bad? And this comes from the Lenny Dykstra story where Ron Darling, the broadcaster, got a file, a lawsuit filed against him for – it was a libel suit. And Darling alleged that Dykstra yelled racial slurs at a Red Sox pitcher, Dennis Boyd, during the 1986 World Series. Dykstra
oil
denied
can.
It.
You guys remember Oil Can?
I
oil
do.
Oil Can Boyd. Yeah. The lawsuit was dismissed, and the reason is fascinating. The judge actually agreed with Darling's claim that Dykstra had such a terrible reputation that it would be impossible to libel him. And so he went on
That's
to like
amazing.
Say, you know, things other being a racist, misogynist, anti-gay, a sexual predator, viewed as well as a sexual predator, a drug abuser, a thief, and an embezzler. Further, Dykstra had a reputation largely due to his autobiography of being willing to do anything to benefit himself and his team, including using steroids and blackmailing umpires. So, with all that, the judge was like, "Dude, come on! Like, you've admitted to all this stuff. You're okay. Don't worry about it." So they moved on. They moved on beyond it. But Lenny Dykstra, Kevin, has said, "It's not as bad as the judge's decision to dismiss my case. I'm still coherent enough to know that I ain't done with Mr. P, otherwise known as Ron Darling, by a long shot." Ron Darling and the New York Mets were all in on what can only be defined as the biggest fraud in the history of the game.
Wow.
And the fans that played like fools, they made them look like idiots, and now they're going to pay. When you F with nails, you're getting the effing hammer. You hear me? So that is how Lenny Dykstra has come back after his case was dismissed.
Biggest scandal in the history of the game, Corey Majors.
I don't know what that means, but I'm
fascinated. Yes, you do. What is the actual biggest scandal in the history of baseball?
Steroids?
No.
The Black Sox?
No.
Pete Rose?
Babe Ruth really being Dominican?
No. What? Is that true? We'll get back to that. Corey, what do you always tell us never to forget?
Hold on. I can't stop thinking that Babe Ruth was Dominican?
I don't think so, but it's
okay.
Fun to say.
The Man. Astros cheated for a World
That's
Series, Kevin.
Right. So I just want to make sure we never, ever forget that. So I thought this was amusing that a judge was like, "This guy is the worst. You could say whatever you want about him." That's insane to me. So I wanted to know.
It doesn't seem right, but whenever you look at his past, it's like, well.
Yeah, it really doesn't. But I got to thinking like, well, hold on now. Who else should this apply to? And it just so happened that the confluence of events was I finished watching the Lance Armstrong documentary yesterday, and I thought, that seems like a worthy candidate. And from the 469, Lance Armstrong. I think you should be able to say whatever you want about Lance Armstrong because, man, part two, there's this one story, I think told by one of his friends. And he was like, I think the way you see that Lance Armstrong doesn't get it is because the way he describes it is just as lost money. And he goes, it would be like a bank robber who, if you caught him and sent him to jail, he's like, "You just cost me all this money." He doesn't actually seem to realize anything that he did was wrong and instead just thinks that you're costing him money. And so I think you should be able to say whatever the hell you want about Lance Armstrong.
Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong, because I was kind of in between last night while I was watching. I was checking out the news and what was going on the bridge out here, and I was also paying attention to the documentary a little bit. he got up to speak in front of the Rice students, right? And he said, I'm especially proud of number 48 over there. Mm-hmm. And then later they said, your kid's number 35?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to.
He also didn't know what, like, the rallying cry was for Rice.
Yeah. Okay. And then when they told him, he was ready to badmouth it, and he was like, oh, huh, that's it, huh? And then they explained how it worked, and he goes, oh, okay, yeah, that's pretty cool. And this was the episode after the episode in which he said, told his son, don't use steroids. In college, wait until you get into the NFL to consider using steroids.
Hey, if everybody else is doing it, you got to win somehow. You got to be the alpha. If you're going to be the alpha, you have to have alpha mentality, man.
Yeah, well, that one of my favorite parts of that whole documentary is they were like, are you doing this to stay relevant? And he goes, look, I'm Lance Armstrong. I'm always relevant. And then the ratings came out, and you're like, oh, no, you might not be relevant anymore. But my favorite part of this entire documentary, and I didn't realize it until it was like 30 seconds in, is when he was talking about Jan Ullrich. It was the first semblance of actual human emotion that came across Lance Armstrong when he talked about how it wasn't fair, that people were mean to Jan Ullrich just because he cheated, because everybody cheated. And in that moment, you realize that the only thing that Lance Armstrong really thinks is wrong with this whole deal is that people are mean about him, even though he just did what everybody else did. He doesn't care about any of that other stuff, because that was the only time in 4 hours you saw actual human emotion from him.
I did like the part where he was like, you know what? Everybody else out there, I hated him, but this guy I had respect for.
Yeah, all right, that's the same guy. That was Jan Ullrich.
Yeah, no, that's what I am curious, Mike, because a lot of people feel like going after Barry Bonds is perfectly okay because of the personality that he was. Roger Clemens is one of those characters. It is kind of fascinating that a lot of baseball players are these types of...
Yeah, don't forget John Rocker.
Yeah, of
lightning rods.
Oh, my God,
I haven't thought about him in forever.
Thanks,
former
Reggie.
Teammate.
Really? Wow.
Yeah,
no.
With the Indians.
Did you know he was a hate monger then?
I believe that was after the Sports Illustrated article where that all came out. And I'll say I was not really close to Rock at all, besides being in the bullpen. And he would tell me at times to calm down because I was just bored of being in the bullpen and never pitching. But he used to hang out a lot with Dave Roberts on the plane and play cards and stuff like that. But not saying what he said was right. I'm just saying that I think he's not the smartest guy in the world, so doing interviews was probably not something that he should be doing.
Okay. Also, holding and espousing those values, probably not something he should be doing either.
True.
Yes.
True.
I know, Kevin, I know we're going to get into this a little more at 11 o'clock, I believe, but Jimmy Dolan is the person for me. Jimmy Dolan's reputation is already, like, so bad. Like, you've seen so many times where this guy is just the worst at what he does.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people take the shots that are appropriately connected to what he is.
Johnny Football from the 254. Man, that's probably fair. Even he, like, didn't he try to do that cliff dive and fell off? And everyone was like, that's hilarious. And the NFL made fun of him. He's like, not as bad as my time in the NFL. From the alleged drug use, taking money, the alleged domestic violence stuff. There's a lot of stuff there where I could kind of see how he might fit into that. From the 254, Aaron Hernandez. I mean, well, first of all, you can't defame the dead. So
you can't?
No.
Oh, uh-uh.
Knock yourself out.
Legally, that's it's impossible.
I'm not saying you need to go out and do such. But,
oh, that's the way I took it. Absolutely.
Okay, well, fair enough.
What about Jose Canseco? I saw that thrown in there. Like, that dude, like, he took a huge left turn after he left baseball. Or maybe he was like that while he was playing. I don't know.
Is he a bad guy or a weird, fun guy?
Yeah, I was like, do we find that problematic or just, like, quirky and eccentric?
Because I think that's what Mike Tyson is, and Mike Tyson was involved in a lot of bad stuff, but I feel like he's turned into, like, humanity's mascot, kind of like I wonder about Jose Canseco. He's like, let's go find a squatch. You know, like, I wonder if people, like, just think he's more zany than, like,
yeah. Obviously, he took a lot of heat because he outed the system that he was a part of. I mean, that was the whole deal when the book came out of, like, this is a lie, this is, and... You know, and I don't know if every story is 100% the truth in that book. I haven't read that book in, you know, 15 years or whatever when it came out. But, I mean, that was kind of the deal that got him a lot of hate from baseball. Is almost like, because everybody's like, oh, he's lying about it. And then, you know, you come to find out, no, he wasn't lying about it.
From the 214, Ryan Leaf. We talked about him a couple weeks ago.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say this isn't fair because it's not like he's done anything horrible. Like when we're naming a lot of people, they've done some bad things to people and in life. But like when you brought up this topic, and this is just me personally, I don't think I'll ever say a nice thing about Dwayne Wade. Yet he's not like – it's just – that's just my dislike for.
So that's competitive dislike versus a
life
dislike.
Yeah, and just the way that he treated Dirk Nowitzki and kind of, you know, after 2006, called him out as soft and weak. And, you know, then in 2011, the whole like, oh, yeah, I'm fake sick too, like Dirk is.
This might be the one right here. And I can't believe this person didn't jump top of mind from the 720. Kellen Winslow Jr., holy cow, that guy has done a lot of awful things that were perpetuated over a really long period of time. And then the idea that, I mean, I get why his legal team would do it, but the idea that they would push out that it was CTE that caused this stuff, even though some of it happened really early in life, I'm not super keen on that. He has done a lot of horrible things. And then I've also seen an odd amount of votes for Tanya Harding. I don't know if these are all from different numbers. It appears as though at least some of them are. So Tanya Harding, Pete Rose, Vince McMahon.
Karl Malone's a good answer.
Oh, yeah, Karl Malone is a good answer here.
I'll throw one out that's going to make my list here pretty soon if he ruins baseball, and that's Rob Manfred.
Hold on. Yeah. What do you mean if he ruins baseball? I thought you were on my side.
Kevin's right.
I'm right.
I am leaning way stronger to Kevin that Rob Manfred is actually trying to destroy the game of baseball.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.